Worldwide, 50 million people are living with dementia. By 2050, that figure is projected to reach 150 million people. This rapid growth in the prevalence of dementia puts pressure on public health resources, creating a significant global socio-economic impact. Alzheimer's disease is distinctive for its effect on a patient's family and loved ones. The gradual disappearance of the person they know is extremely painful, whilst the care they require is a constant challenge, which seriously affects the caregiver's mental and physical health. Therapeutic interventions targeting the early stages of cognitive impairment and lowering the rate of disease progression would offer substantial clinical and economic benefits for patients, their caregivers, and society. At present, there is a significant unmet need for such treatments. We hope to change that. We are building a community of investigators and study coordinators at more than 400 sites in 40 different countries from all over the world. Along with over 3,500 patients and their caregivers, this community will collaborate globally, embarking on the same important journey. The EVOKE trials. We're doing this to contribute to Alzheimer's disease research. We're doing this for our patients and their families. It's a groundbreaking journey for us, and we're excited to be on it with you.
Welcome to today's panel discussion with the title GLP-1 Receptor Agonists, Alzheimer's Disease and Other Cognitive Disorders. My name is Oliver Peters. I'm a professor of the Department of Psychiatry and Psychotherapy at the Charité in Berlin, where I lead the module on geriatric medicine. And I would like to start by introducing the participants in today's discussion. Professor Jens Jüll Holst is a member of the Novo Nordisk Foundation Center for Basic Metabolic Research and discovered the hormone GLP-1 in 1986 in connection with his work on gastric ulcer surgery. Professor Lotte Bjerg-Knudsen is inventor of GLP-1 receptor agonist liraglutid and chief scientific advisor in research and early development at Novo Nordisk. She has been active in GLP-1 field for more than 20 years as a project leader for research projects and in the preclinical area of the liraglutid development project. Professor Tina Wilsboll is the clinic director at the Steno Diabetes Center and focuses on the pathophysiology of obesity, prediabetes, and type 2 diabetes, with particular emphasis on insulin, glucagon, and incretin hormones. And finally, I would like to introduce my co-moderator, Dr. Salvatore Carana, which is a senior director at Novo Nordisk in the fields of cerebrovascular disease and kidney disease, NASH and Alzheimer's disease. Both diabetes and dementia are highly prevalent age-related diseases, and observations have long suggested that Alzheimer's disease are probably regulatory disturbances in the utilization of glucose in the brain. If Alzheimer's disease and diabetes share similar mechanisms of development, it is reasonable to assume that anti-diabetic drugs could also be effective in people with Alzheimer's disease. In the following discussion, we would like to shed light on the high unmet need for the treatment of AD. And